lashes, and payment. It is understood, according to the sages, that the derivation for giving one punishment only is from the verse, "And they shall lash him according to his wickedness." And this is in Devarim in Ki Tetzeh. This principle teaches that he gets lashed for only one wickedness at a time, and does not receive two punishments for the same deed, because the word is in singular tense. Because it says Rish'ato means his wickedness, but if it said Rish'otav, it also means his wickedness, but the Yud with the Vav make it plural, so it would be his many wickedness. But this, it means his one wickedness. Anyway, that's how the grammar goes. The question is, according to Rabbi Meir, where is it derived that we apply both derivational verses, which is stated in the next Mishnah, and of course we learned it in the Mishnayot already, and issue two punishments? So question here is derivation for getting both punishments, meaning the Gemara is already saying it's a given that we know the Chachamim, the rabbis, give a reason, but the question is on Rabbi Meir. That's why this is following how the Gemara is analyzing it. Otherwise, it could have been, we just ask on both of them and have A and B. What's the rabbi's reason and the derivation, and what's Rabbi Meir's derivation? So you'd have A and B. Why are we saying it's a given for one, and then the question is only on Rabbi Meir? That's because that's the way the Gemara presented it. So this is just showing what is the question of the Gemara. We always have to pinpoint the actual question and not let part of the whole discussion make us think that that's also part of the question when it's maybe not. Now the answer. So there's a verse again in Ki Tetzeh in Devarim 22. It says, "And they shall punish him," which means with lashes, "and punish him by paying 100 silver coins." So already you see two things. This verse is written regarding someone who defames his wife, someone who got married, and he tries to tell the court that while he married her thinking she was a virgin, it is not the case. And either she was with someone after they got engaged, which was Erusin, or even before that. But either way, it's now tainting her status and her image because he's lying. The whole idea is this is a false statement. He's trying to divorce her, and he's using this as the pretext. So they punish him. It says, V'yisiru oto, they give him lashes, and he has to pay 100 silver coins. So you see here that you do have sometimes, you get double punishment. And we compare this punishment, which is a fine, to our case, the conspiring witnesses, which the payment is also a fine. Since they're both the same types of monies, which is a fine, a kenas, you can compare one to the other. Now, what did the rabbis do with this? Why do they stick to saying the wickedness? Because that's how they hold. They look at the verse that Hashem wrote one wickedness, maybe to offset what it says here. And Rabbi Meir looks at it, that this is the way you have to look at it. So no one's going to convince the other. There's two ways to look at it, since you have two verses that you can see it in either light. Connection, explanation of current Mishnah. And now we can read the Gemara. Bishlama l'Rabbanan. It's understandable the view of the rabbis, meaning from the word shalom, peace, or meaning it's understandable, it fits, and it's shalom, like it's peaceful. That's it. It's kind of the word going on. And they have the verse, Kedei Rish'ato, like we said, the verse that says one Rish'ut and not two. Ketiv, it says in the Pasuk in Ki Tetzeh. Mishum Rish'ah Achat Atam Echayevo. We punish him for one wickedness. And we don't hold him accountable or get punished for mishum sheterish ayot, for two wickednesses. So he did one act which is to defame someone, to try and get somebody in trouble, to lose money or even lose his life or whatever it is. But if in that one statement that he's saying under oath that someone did something, if he's going to deserve two punishments, then the court is still only going to give him one, which is to pay. And if you pay, you don't get lashed. Now it says, Ella Rabbi Meir my tama. However, what's the reason for Rabbi Meir? Meaning we understand the rabbis. You see, the Gemara worded it in that way instead of saying, what's the reason for both? So we understand it's a given for the rabbis' way of understanding. But the question now is, how does Rabbi Meir understand it? So Amar Ula, Ula, which is an Amora that came later, he's going to explain what Rabbi Meir, what his view was, because again, they're not around anymore. That's why we're in Gemara. When you're learning Gemara, you're learning the words really of the Amoraim that are explaining the words of the Tanaim from the Mishnah. So always know your place and where you are when you're reading. He says, Ula, Gamar, he learns Memotzi Shemra. Rabbi Meir learns from the idea of the person who defames his wife. Ma motzi shemra loke umshalem. Just like in the motzi shemra, he gets lashes and he pays, because we said that's what the pasuk says. Af kol loke umshalem. Also everything, meaning any case where you'd have a possibility of two, so they will get loke, they'd get lashed, and they'd have to pay. Now the Gemara says, "Ma lemotzi shem ra sheken kenas." What's the comparison to the motzi shem ra that it happens to be a fine? Meaning you can't compare fine to just monies. It has to be the same, because a fine is like a special order of the court, you know, from Hashem, obviously from the Torah, to pay extra money, which is a fine. That's not the same as saying a guy owes someone money, which is called mamonot, real money, owed, not a fine. It's different. It has to be the same if you're going to compare. So how can you compare one to the other? So the answer is, Savar la kerabi Akiva, because Rabbi Meir holds, Ula is explaining, Rabbi Meir holds la kerabi Akiva, which we learned on another page, De Amar Edim Zomemin Kenasahu. He says the fee that the Edim Zomemin, the plotting witnesses, have to pay is called a kenas. It is called a fine. It's not called monies that's due. It's an extra fine that they have to pay. So it is comparing apples to apples. It's fine to fine. And that's why Rabbi Meir, at least, learns it this way. And we learn these words of Rabbi Akiva on page 2b, which was atonement payment of this sugya of the first Mishnah.